You're listening to the FQXI podcast.
Rules. You know, sometimes I wonder why we have to obey so many rules.
Because otherwise there'd be anarchy, Brendan.
No, but not just us. Why does nature obey specific rules of physics? Especially the truly odd ones. For instance, quantum theory. Can anybody explain to me why nature follows spooky quantum laws rather than others that are less spooky? Or even more spooky? Why?
That's actually a question that physicists John Barrett at the University of Oxford and Matt Leifer at the Perimeter Institute in Waterloo, Ontario, have been investigating, although in a slightly less melodramatic way. They've been studying alternative theories to quantum mechanics and trying to find out what makes quantum theory the most suitable for our universe, rather than one of its rivals. Reporter Colin Stewart spoke with Barrett and Leifer and found that the answer may lie in a slightly unexpected place. Thermodynamics.
Every undergraduate is familiar with thermodynamic entropy, a concept intimately wrapped up with the infamous second law of thermodynamics. However, it isn't the only form of entropy physicists grapple with. Funded by a recent FQXI grant, John Barrett of the University of Oxford and Matt Leifer from the Perimeter Institute in Ontario hope to dig deeper into our understanding of the quantum world by comparing and contrasting the two. Leifer sets the scene.
So there are these two concepts of information entropy that we encounter in physics. One is in the context of thermodynamics, where we have the notion of entropy, which quantifies roughly the amount of heat that must be dissipated to perform some process, such as to perform work on a system. And then we also have the notion of information entropy, which comes from Shannon theory, which roughly speaking quantifies how much redundancy is there in some message. So if I have a message that's, say, n bits long, can I get away with sending you fewer bits and you'll still be able to reconstruct that message? There's this curious coincidence that these two things are the same. So in all physical theories that we know about, the mathematical formula for computing these two quantities is always the same. And so there's been a lot of debate about whether thermodynamic entropy literally is information theoretic entropy. And so our grant is really about investigating this question in the context of arbitrary physical theories. So we know that these things are the same in the theories that we know about, in the theories that describe our world. But is there even a conceivable world in which these would be different? And do these notions always make sense, and do they always coincide in every physical theory you can imagine?
I asked Barrett to explain what they mean by arbitrary physical theories and how they might help to see if the two kinds of entropy really are the same.
Over the past few years, there's been a lot of work where people look at what we're calling generalized probabilistic theories. The idea is that you sort of think of both classical probability theory and quantum theory just as two points in a sort of large space of possible theories that you can at least write down, although most of them would have nothing to do with nature. You know, as far as we know, it's quantum theory that describes nature. But nonetheless, you can write down different models or theories. In some work that Matt and I did a few years ago, we investigated the concept of entropy as you might define it in different probabilistic theories. And we were really just focusing on information theoretic entropy, not on the thermodynamic kind. What emerged is that you can posit various sort of natural definitions, but the quantum case is more special because it turns out that all these definitions coincide and give you the usual quantum entropy, which we call the von Neumann entropy. So what we'd like to do now is think more about this, and in particular to think about the concept of thermodynamic entropy as it might be defined in different sorts of theories or models, and to see in each case what relationship it might have with different notions of information theoretic entropy. The idea is really that we can explore what the relationship between these two concepts is by looking at these two concepts, not just in the context of quantum theory and classical statistical theories, but in this much wider space of general theories, and hopefully that way to understand much better conceptually what the relationship between these concepts is.
Curious to see why they were keen to explore theories that don't currently reflect our working view of nature, I asked Lifa whether there was anything else to gain from exploring these alternative setups.
Well, of course, it doesn't describe the physics of the world as we know it right now, but quantum theory may not be the ultimate theory of reality. So we are looking at theories which, you know, go beyond that in some sense. So I guess, I mean, this is a bit of a cliche in the field, but in quantum gravity, we don't know what the ultimate theory is going to be. So one could imagine that one possible axiom for such a theory would be the idea that these two kinds of entropy should be the same. And one could also imagine schemes that promote the second law of thermodynamics to an axiom. So if you're looking in the space of all conceivable theories, then the idea that there should be these connections between different notions of information could give you some insight into what that theory must look like. So, I mean, there are kind of two aspects to this. One is just the sort of conceptual question. You can think of it as a philosophical question, if you like, which is just, is there a sort of conceivable, logically possible world in which these two things become separate? And the other is that if you believe that these two things should be the same, then that gives you a guiding principle as to how to construct theories.
Even if it turns out that the quantum world is the right picture, Barrett and Leifer's work provide a deeper physical understanding of reality.
You can open any textbook and see quantum theory derived from some number of axioms, but those axioms are just mathematical things setting out the formalism. There'll be things like a system is associated with a complex Hilbert space. The state of a system is a density operator acting on the Hilbert space. So these are just sort of mathematical statements. The idea, both here and also in the other work in recent years, has been to try and derive the theory from postulates that are not just purely mathematical in tone, but somehow compelling postulates, which were either directly physical in character, like the second law, or perhaps sort of information theoretic in character, postulates to do with information and how we can manipulate it.
And could the second law be key to that?
Yeah, promote the second law to some kind of postulate. No doubt one or two other postulates will be required as well. And then see, can we make it so that quantum theory is the unique thing that satisfies these postulates? The model in some ways for all this is Einstein's approach to special relativity in 1905. You know, by that stage, they already had quite a few details of the formalism of special relativity. Lorentz had written down the Lorentz transformations. Somehow Einstein made this great step forwards when he came up with just two postulates, which were speed of light being independent of the source and laws of physics the same in all inertial frames, and then sort of showed that everything else followed from this. And suddenly it looked like a sort of unified theory. And of course, this led to much greater things. It's very hard to see how anyone might have been led along the path to general relativity without seeing special relativity in this way first.
So Barrett and Leifer's FQXI-funded research could give a clearer picture on the similarity and differences between the two kinds of entropy. But by examining the landscape of generalized probability theories, they could uncover valuable clues to which theory should replace quantum mechanics should it ever be shown to break, while simultaneously putting it on a more physical platform if it doesn't.
Thank you to John Barrett and Matt Leifer, who are speaking with Colin Stewart. You can read more about their research on the website www.fqxi.org/community.
I guess the real question is, if I jump into my TARDIS, could I travel through a closed time-like curve and end up back in time in a parallel reality in which I killed my grandfather, but where a different generalized probability theory that does not obey the second law of thermodynamics applies?
That would be an excellent question, Brendan, if you had a TARDIS.
Which, of course, I don't. At least not in your timeline. Yet. That really is all we have time for today.
So thank you again to Andrew White, Martin Ringbauer, Alan Guth, Malcolm Fairbairn, John Barrett, Matt Leifer, and Colin Stewart. He's been Brendan Foster.
And she's been Zia Morali. So in your timeline, have you reached the part where the U.S. soccer team has won the World Cup yet?